This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching, waiting, ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
I knew eventually I would get back. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. And since it is Tuesday, despite the fact that I have been away, let's just try to do things the way we would on a regular Tuesday, which means we're going to talk to the guy who you find his writings at Slow Facts WordPress blog. You find him at as a featured writer at AmmoLand and at ClashDaily.com as the host of the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast and as a part of the ensemble that is the Polite Society podcast. This is Rob Morse.
Yes, sir.
It is great to hear you again, Bill. I'm so glad you're back with us.
Me too.
It's one of those, it's like, congratulations, the doctor found out you were sick.
Yeah, well.
Okay, tell me why, one of those.
Yeah, it turns out that I've had asthma for at least 33 years.
Oh, wow.
I've had excessive pneumonia, but I've never had the kind of pneumonia that, kills you. It's always been like of the walking type. Mm-hmm. And I've had that 31 times.
My God, no wonder.
Yeah, and I had it at SHOT Show. Now, at SHOT Show, it was interesting because there was the change in the environment sort of straightened me out pretty good, which is, I guess that's why people used to move to different places for their health. But the untreated asthma has been complicit in all of those cases of pneumonia and in both heart attacks. And the good thing about finding this out is that I was on my way in the buildup. I was already beginning to retain fluid and have a few other things happen. And just since Friday, I've lost 12 pounds of fluid in various parts of my body. I was starting to go through the discoloration and everything else that winds you up to the heart attack.
That's not the weight loss program that anybody wants.
Nope. But it's not the weight gain program anybody wants either. So
that's right. So congratulations, your body's on your side again. Wow.
Me and the inhaler. I got me a nice inhaler. I went out today and bought a new saddlebag to go on my bike so I can put numerous inhalers in there so I can get back on that bike. Because you and I in June.
Right.
We're going to be running up and down a range. And in a month or so, we're going to be running all over a venue. So
that's right. We have the NRA annual meeting coming up.
Yep.
On the other hand, we could just sit at the annual meeting and probably talk about the news that happened in the last week before. We have the easiest jobs in the world, unfortunately.
Yes.
Given our recent history, there's so much to talk about. Schools were in the news again today. We've got legislatures and legislators doing their crazy fool dance. My gosh, Bill. We're done. We're set for the year. We have enough material.
Enough material for me and you.
Yes.
So, along with that's good. And I'm glad to be back. I'm glad to be back in the fight. And at the same time, thankfully today in Maryland, for example, that the good guy with the gun was there.
Yes. Isn't that a shocking story? And now it's not just in Maryland. It's in gun control. It's impossible for you to get a gun to take it out on the street, Maryland. It's impossible for you to get a handgun if you're under 21 and a 17-year-old takes one.
Yeah.
So how is that gun control working for you?
Not too well, but at the same time, in this particular instance, it wasn't gun control that worked. They were just a, it sounds to me almost because of his targets that this was a jilted ex-boyfriend to a certain degree. So I don't know how widespread he wanted his carnage to go, but you know, he just shot a girl. He shot a girl first, then he shot a boy, that were a couple. And, he did it apparently in front of this cop because this off-duty, school resource officer engaged him and shot him one time and he was done.
Yeah. And as I understand it, he did die, though not immediately.
Right.
Which is tragic, but we hope the victims recover quickly. And it's still a tragedy. I mean, that was someone's kid.
Yep.
The good news is that if enough good guys with guns defend the innocent, maybe this craziness will stop. I was talking to a psychologist late last week. She said these things tend to run in clusters because the next nut reads about the previous nut, and then 4 to 6 weeks is the incubation period.
They figured out of Columbine we got 74 copycats.
Wow. Yeah. I don't want that. I hope that this school resource officer not only saved the kids in school, maybe he saved some of the copy. Maybe the failure that he produced. When the good guys win, nobody wants to be a failure. Hopefully that will dampen some of the copycats. That's my prayer.
Mine as well. We will see. Without a doubt, we are going to see. Now, The other thing that I take away from this, simply because this guy just sort of popped up, is I don't think he used a rifle of any kind.
No, handgun.
Handgun.
Glock, I think it was a 17.
Oh, well, you know where those have got to go, don't you?
don't give them any. See, that's my fear. My fear is now that a Glock 17 is only legal when you have it locked in your safe in Maryland. That's not.
The whole thing with this is that as far as my understanding is, they're all basing it upon the way the gun operates. So the Glock 17 falls into the assault weapons ban. So that mask is off. They already intend to go after those. And, you know, so I'm not giving them any ideas they don't already have.
That's true. They can be. they don't need help being crazy. Uh-huh. They're already there. Hey, in this same meeting, we had a bunch of school superintendents, a clinical psychologist, local sheriff. These guys change their plans week to week, depending on the craziness that comes up on social media.
Yeah.
Literally, we've got some road construction. Our sheriff goes, you know, I need to make sure there's enough SWAT officers on both sides of the road construction, because I can't cut, you know, my population in half and say, sorry, that half hour traffic jam is just unavoidable. I mean, these guys are trying to think it through a lot, and they're also realizing their shortcomings. I had the superintendent say, I've got an older building. It's been renovated many times. It has 47 doors. I don't know how to secure it on a bet.
That's a lot of doors. Well, the question I keep hearing, and we got about a minute left, but the question I keep hearing is, how do these guys get in these schools to do these shootings? Why don't they have just one entrance to these schools and everything? And I'm sure there's lots of, just from the fire, from fire code or whatever the proper code is, to they have to have numerous entrances and exits that are unsecured.
Right.
So it's quite the conundrum. They could, you know, reinforce and make it harder on the inside, but that's not something.
Well, the problem with turning it into a prison is you've got 3,000 kids you need to get in, get out, and then you have to shuffle them around every hour.
Yeah.
Wow. After the break.
After the break, when we get back, I want to talk to you about social media. There was a little upheaval in the social media. And then it'll be your turn to swat that ball back my way. Rob Morse is a writer of, in the gun world, he's a writer of note with AmmoLand, ClashDaily.com, and his Slow Facts WordPress blog. And of course, Self Defense Gun Stories and the Polite Society podcast. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation. Crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. I am talking to Rob Morse. Of all the things you've heard him do, including guest host, he's a very good guest host, and he's also a really good contributor and collaborator. Did you see what happened today, Rob, in social media?
I saw that YouTube dropped the hammer on gun owners again.
Yeah.
That was bad. What, did somebody pull the mask off Mr. Zuckerberg?
No, not necessarily Mr. Zuckerberg just yet. I'm talking more about the YouTube thing. The YouTube thing has been something that a lot of people, well, I've been anticipating this coming. I haven't known in which form. As of right now, my YouTube channel is still intact because my my belief is that the search phrase has to either have bump stock or something to do with a higher than 30 round magazine.
Okay.
So I don't have to worry about that. But as I speak, I have started migrating video to twitch.tv.
Ah. Okay, I'll take a note.
I'll tell you why. Because you and I actually have a luxury that most people would never, ever consider because, you know, podcasting has been around for a long time. Radio has been around for a long time. So, you know, when you get out there and you start saying, well, I've got a podcast, that's not nearly as cool and sexy as having a banging Instagram account or Twitter or YouTube or Facebook. But at the same time, nobody's going to come to you about the Polite Society or the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast and tell you you can't upload it anymore.
Right. So far there was a push to do that. Isn't that strange that the Democrats keep telling us they want to regulate the internet? And I'm going, really? I thought you guys were human rights, free speech, all that jazz.
Well, only if you agree with us, you know.
Right. So far we've been lucky. I hope it stays there. Yeah. Those captive accounts, Twitter, Snapchat. What would the other one? Pinterest, YouTube,
Pinterest,
Facebook. Yeah, they can get shut off tomorrow
because
you disturb the powers that be.
Right. My intention. See, all I'm looking for is some place to upload video that has an embeddable code, so I can like if I shoot video for Nighthawk. I need to be able to embed it on my website. I'm gonna start putting them on my website too. I do have some already. I already have a video page on my website, but I think we're in the beginning to see a change here because Silicon Valley's been wanting to run things for a while.
Right.
This is one way to do it. It's one way to start them.
Now, is Full 30 won't take podcasts. They don't
Full 30 is an invitation by only only video channel. And the thing about being a part of any other video network now is you're not going I think YouTube is the number two search engine in the world.
Wow.
The thing about YouTube is that YouTube has a remarkable amount of traffic.
Yes.
I mean, in no way to quantify it in any terms that you and I can comprehend daily. So getting out there and creating, although I think it's a great idea to have something like that. A lot of these guys, though, with YouTube, they had AdSense.
Right.
And AdSense was something that was created by somebody else that paid them. And I mean, some of these YouTubers there for a while were making an awful lot of money. Sticking up video, it was a great thing. But now, and it's not just the gun channels that are going to be affected by this. Let me make that clear. If you have a channel where you ride BMX bikes and you're doing track stands and bouncing off things and flipping and all this other stuff, you might find yourself being censored or kicked off because you're doing unsafe things. If you drift cars, all the really cool things that we'd like to see video that you and I, you know, we're not crazy enough to try to do it ourselves, but it's cool to watch people do it.
Right.
They are also getting hit. And across the board, even the vaunted Vine refugees that came out of the Vine app and went to YouTube and they were out of California, a lot of them are disappearing because the revenue is down by about 80%.
Wow.
So YouTube is a platform in transition, but for the Second Amendment and for the gun industry, it's been very, very good, and they seem to be stepping on it now.
Yeah. Well, I hope you find another place because I want to watch all the gun videos.
Well, you know, it's going to go
self-defense.
I'm going to put them on Twitch TV and see how that works out. And right now, though, I think the market is wide open for anybody that if anybody out there knows how to write code and you could write a upload code and an embed code for video and it doesn't cost somebody $3,000 a month to maintain it, somebody's going to make some money.
Now, what is James starting? I mean, he's given us
Liberty TV.
That he's
got. Liberty TV. Liberty TV. Okay. And if he puts it up there and gets it up there, the problem with these things, and I mean, Full 30 runs into this too, is Dr. John says good evening. The problem with these things is bandwidth, because if you get any sort of traffic coming to it, which is what you want, you got to pay for that bandwidth. And the bandwidth is, if you got a bunch of channels up there, which Full 30's got the big names.
Right.
They have the big names. So they probably have as, you know, it's not as robust right now today as YouTube, but, you know, it's still young.
Yeah.
So.
A lot.
I haven't been invited, so I'm looking for somewhere else.
Right. This market, think of it. 5 years ago, most of it didn't exist.
Right.
This is awesome. This is awesome that we have these problems. I don't know how they're going to shake out. What I love is guys like you, guys like James, guys like, you know, Plinkster and Hickok. You're going to, no one's going to stop the signal.
No.
The news will go through. If you guys get jammed, you'll find a way out. I love that.
The only thing right now that is concerning to some of us, see, I make a master copy of everything, and then I save it. And a lot of these guys don't, just because of all the volume they're sticking up there.
So oh, wow.
Now Jaeger saved every one of his videos. He saved every one of his videos from when he got his channel taken down, so... That was smart of him, but we'll see what I'm able to do with Twitch TV. That's a gaming streaming service, but there's a lot of people putting content on it now, and I've got my first one uploading right now as we speak.
Cool.
And I've got plenty that I can stick up there in the beginning until I start shooting new ones. And in the meantime, it'll still go on YouTube. Facebook just launched Facebook Creator, which nobody expects for gun content to be allowed to do it. But you can upload video on Facebook today if you're a gun YouTuber, a gun creator, whatever, however you want to put it. You can still upload it.
For another 10 minutes.
Yeah, you know. They've got this thing going on with the Cambridge, so I don't know what the name of the company is. It was it looks like they may have used somebody to collude. Which isn't illegal, but, you know, it's still a bad word. So coming up on the next break now, Rob Morse, he puts out two podcasts, which means he's part of the Polite Society podcast, and he does Self-Defense Gun Stories, which is a unique podcast in that he only talks about the one thing that nobody in the mainstream media talks about. And he has it is a target-rich environment. Also a writer at Amoland.com, ClashNavy.com, and Slow Facts WordPress blog. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
The Roman Legions, the Samurai, and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
New bumps, they're the best, especially when you've been away for a while and you remember, hey, I installed new bumps before I crashed. Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load, and I am talking to Rob Morse as I'm getting things ready to go here. Besides what's been going on with me, which, you know, when it's going on with you, most of the time you become sort of self-absorbed with everything that's going on with you. What's been going on out there that's been catching your attention?
We're seeing the shakeout from these school attacks.
Right.
The good news is the adults in the room, law enforcement, school teachers, informed public, are doing what they should. We recently saw a Gallup poll where 18% of teachers said, sign me up. If you're going to train teachers to be armed, if you're going to approve teachers to defend their students, I want to be considered. Think of that. 18% of the
That's
adult population.
That's
amen. Amen. That's 4 or 5 times the rate that you would expect to see for concealed carry in the general population. What that tells me, one, the new the media will spin that says most teachers don't want to be armed. Fortunately, only a fraction of
teachers,
right. Fortunately, only a fraction of them need to be.
What do you think about the they're out there and they're calling it arming teachers, which makes it sound like all the teachers have to line up and go in front of the arms room and get their weapon when it's all voluntary. And they'd be doing really good to get 2 per hallway.
Right. Which, by the way, which would be awesome.
Yeah.
I have to write it about that. We have to keep peeling back the myths because This is why I love your program, Bill. You want to inform your listeners rather than inflame them.
Right.
And the rest of the media is out going, if I tell you that the world will end in 20 minutes, you won't change the channel, which leaves us excited but uninformed. So if you want information, it's hard. It's hard. I don't see it in the mainstream media. Eventually, if you read enough articles, you can get bits and pieces of the truth, but it really frustrates me. But to me, that what that tells my heart is that we have the right people in the classroom. They love these kids.
Yeah.
They're kids.
Yeah, yeah. That part. But I still, like here in South Carolina, where I live, we have news here, and as soon as the Parkland shooting happened, the WYFF, Your Friend 4, got out there and they were touting the 18 school shootings since the 1st of January.
Ah, right.
And I was looking, and, you know, it used to be that you had editors and producers and directors that would get out there and say, okay, you want to run with this. Can we double check that before we get out there and stick our names to it?
Well, that's what Bloomberg's bought and paid for propaganda arm called The Trace was designed to do.
Right.
To put a footnote on that misinformation.
Sure.
Yeah. Now, they're calling a school shooting if a guy goes and commits suicide at a school that's been abandoned for 7 months.
Right.
If a cop is busting a drug deal gone bad on school grounds after school hours, and he has an ND, they call it a school shooting. So, wow, a lot of bad data out there.
Now, in California, they had a guy that was a reserve police officer and a teacher who, I guess, had his gun on campus illegally.
Yeah,
he had an NG, and they were out there saying, an armed teacher today, his weapon went up. You know, that's the big fear that everybody wants to. Your gun could be taken, you know, all that stuff, all that hypothetical nonsense.
Well, he was also on the city council. So what I suspect is a city councilman levered the sheriff.
Sure.
Who made him an auxiliary deputy. Maybe he actually does some ride-alongs and, you know, helps at the, you know, does parking at the county fair. I don't know those details. But I can guarantee you one thing. The school board did not approve him going in schools because they can't in California.
Right.
So I have a feeling. Now
that's a new thing, too, isn't it? That's a new thing.
That changed just within the last 3 months, I believe.
Yeah.
Now, he was supposedly doing a firearms safety demonstration.
In the classroom.
The classic, what's the classic comment? I thought it wasn't loaded.
Yeah.
It was one of those, see, it's unloaded. He points it toward the ceiling and unleashes around. And then I think he hits a light fixture that breaks and the falling sheet metal hit a kid. And all right. It was the kids that were, air quotes, injured, were not injured by direct impact. It was, right, you know, secondary debris falling out of the ceiling. I bet it startled the daylights out of everybody, including this teacher who apologized. Yeah, but anyway.
So, you know, I'm watching all of this misinformation be... Although I don't think it's going to work this time. That's the thing. All of this misinformation they're trying, for all their talk, although we're getting ready, we're going to have one of these marches here. What is the march? The March for Our Lives or something that's coming up?
Yeah, we'll see how that turns out. Oh, speaking of backlash, had you checked the Second Amendment Foundation membership numbers recently?
No, sir, I have not, but have they gone up?
They, just like the NRA, went up by a couple million. The Second Amendment Foundation saw a huge boost in the number of people 18 to 21 who became members.
Yeah.
So it's not, you know, you can get married, have a job, get divorced, have children. Now, isn't that interesting? You're not grown up enough to have a gun, but if you have one, we'll try you as an adult. Wait a minute. So this just hurts my head. We really haven't thought it through yet.
Yeah, well, I always find it interesting that the gun-owning populace, or the wannabe gun-owning populace, whatever it is, only seems to be able to mobilize when something's about to be snatched from them, when they should be mobilized the entire time.
Yes. Well,
I mean, that's why you do what you do. That's why I do what I do. They and they always seem to want to snatch it back when it is. I mean, it's very hard to get any sort of gun control legislation passed anywhere, no matter. Well, maybe except for Florida, where they seem to be stepping on tails there. But
well, maybe we'll get a chance to talk about that after the break. So this PR campaign, because a lot of us didn't believe it. I mean, when you sell a PR campaign and it bounces and the NRA gets another 1.5 to 2 million members,
yeah,
I think it was done to stampede politicians.
Yeah.
and in that sense, it worked.
Yeah. Well,
it might have actually been cost effective.
Well, that's the thing about being a Second Amendment advocate, isn't it? If you know, if you're out there on a regular basis and everything, you know these gun controllers are going to come back, even though they know that it's a losing proposition for them. Just go ask Bubba. Go ask Bill Clinton how that worked out for him.
Did it work for him?
No, it did not. He woke up one morning and, what just happened out here? And he didn't have Congress at all. So
I understand, but he gained $300 million. Through the Clinton Foundation. So
yeah.
Was he out to do political activism or to gather kickbacks from rich anti-gun billionaires?
I think they do the political activism to gather the rich kickbacks. I think that's why they do it, even though they know it's not going to pass, even though they know it's not.
Yeah, okay.
It's the same thing that's kept Bill Kristol and all of these never-Trumpers in business for
Bill,
so
you
long.
Got 20 seconds. Aren't yeah, you glad you have me along?
I do. Talking to Rob Morris. He is the writer at Slow Facts WordPress blog at Amoland. He's a featured writer at Clash Daily, a featured writer. And he is a podcaster. He's a podcaster par excellence with part being part of Polite Society and Self-Defense Gun Stories, which in and of itself is a very unique podcast throughout the United States. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. My guest this hour from all kinds of places is Rob Morse.
Great to be with you, Bill.
Yeah, well, it's great to be here for you to be with me. What bugs me most about not being able to be live, to do the show live, is that it's 3 hours a day. And when I feel that bad, that's very concerning for me, where I can't pick myself up for 3 hours and say, let's just go do it.
Right. So, yeah.
The whole time that this was going on, though, when I was in the examination room, I was in a chat dialogue with Dr. John Adeen, who was telling me, well, tell him to give you this and tell him try to get this and... You know, I was doing all that stuff, and they were like, he's good, your doctor friend. I was like, I know that.
And he is. Hey, by the way, you can't have him. He's the official physician of the Polite Society podcast.
That's perfectly okay with me. That's fine. I get that. I understand.
Yeah. So, you brought up something I thought was pretty important. That, what did you say, 73 copycat crimes after Columbine?
Yes, 74.
I'll spot you. That's frightening. And the good news is everybody's on heightened alert. I know the police and schools are. I think some parents are. I'm seeing more and more news articles like, parent turns in crazy kid because they find out he's got OCD about killing people. And you go, whoa, we caught that one by a thread. Aren't we lucky? And hopefully if we can trim enough of those, we can keep this from becoming a firestorm.
Well, you know, they sent Elliot Rogers' family, who I believe his father was in the film industry.
Yep.
Isla Vista shooter. And stabber and running people over with car guy.
Right.
They turned him in, and nobody paid attention. And this kid in Florida, he got turned in by everybody.
Right.
He didn't even have to be turned in. My understanding is that some of the cops wanted to have him committed.
Yes.
How this dude was able to walk around.
Isn't that pathetic? I mean, if that's the lesson learned, everybody failed at Parkland. Now, yeah. I will give the adoptive parents and the foster parents a break. He and his brother were adopted. His dad died when he was six. His mom died just a while ago. So that's a broken family situation. I'm sure there were social workers involved. I'm sure there were therapists involved. And nobody wanted to look the problem right in the eye and say, we have a budding sociopath who's going to do something horribly criminal. Are we going to ignore it and keep our fingers crossed and pretend, well, we did what we could?
I think all of the interfacing with all of these different agencies, I think that probably led to the, I mean, he kept getting sent back to this school that he kept getting kicked out of. I mean, he'd been sent back a couple of times. I just see a bunch of failure on every level where he just became a number.
Yeah. Well, the number turned around and bit them.
Yeah.
Do you think it's just a number, meaning no one felt committed to their task? What would you call it in the military, Bill? Dereliction of duty?
Well, I'll tell you something. When I was an NCO, when I was a sergeant in the Army, I used to have a variety of soldiers that were not the best. But I had to stick with them. I couldn't fire them. I couldn't get rid of them. I had to work with them. And I told my first sergeant one time, I said, "Top, I'm just not able to make this work." And he said, "Oh, well, I'm sorry about that, Sergeant. I'll see you tomorrow, and we'll get in front of the company commander, and we'll take your rank."
Right.
Because
there are no excuses.
Right. I had accepted promotion. Therefore, I accepted what goes with the promotion. And that was his point. So, I ended up having to stick to it.
Yeah. Go back until you can get it done.
Right.
Just drives. On the other hand, when did you hear about a government employee who got essentially busted in rank through failure to do their job?
Never.
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 That
well,
never
so civilian employee, because it happens in the military all the time.
Right.
Which bothers you and I, because from the FBI to social services to the Broward County Sheriff's Department to the schools, and now there the fix was in. The schools and the cops had a deal going so that they, quote, look good on paper. Minorities
right.
were not turned in when they committed crimes. Gosh, that just became a scary you can't say snowball in Florida. What would that be? An avalanche of criminality.
A cluster, but we can't say the other word.
Yeah, you don't. Not. Nope. I know you're back, but they're not. They won't
catch
that slack.
Far. Yeah, they yeah. they won't like that. Ah, Bill Frady's back. Oh, well, just take him down. So.
Well. So let me hand you some good news because we only have we got 4 minutes.
Yeah.
Enough school districts woke up that they self-funded. Two more training classes for Faster in Ohio.
Wow.
So that doesn't mean all the financial pressure's off. It means that the excuse, well, we couldn't raise enough volunteer funding. You know, you guys have not a $1 billion budget, but a multi-million dollar budget in a large school district. Y'all can scrape together some change to get some teachers trained. So they did. Good. It's happening.
The fact that they already have that, and how far along is it now in Colorado, do you know?
How many have they trained?
Yeah.
I think they're still in double digits. They're not over 100 yet. They just started it with one class last summer.
Right.
This summer they were talking about expanding it to include church staff. That's already happening. You know, we see the isn't that interesting? We see the cascade. Schools, churches, I'm hoping for John's sake that hospitals come soon.
Yeah, well, yeah. That's a story. It's interesting that you two know each other. You're the only one that I know of that does a podcast about nothing but self-defense with a gun.
Yes.
And he's the only one talking about hospitals being these enormous soft targets.
Yeah. We just hope. You and I keep our fingers crossed.
Yes.
I don't, but they, let's face it, they are captive populations in gun-free zones. They face similar targets, similar troubles, and the solutions look similar. What I don't want to have happen is that it takes a bunch of hits on hospitals before they wake up. Are we really that smart? Are all those PhDs really worth their weight in paper? And will they learn from other people's experience?
That would be the hope, wouldn't it? But, you know, I'm sure we will find out in time. Hopefully what we've already experienced is enough.
Your lips. Well, and it's interesting, different states have different problems. We'll have to cover more of it next week. But, you know, one whole state who have this odd insurance scheme says we can't get guns on campus because our insurance company won't allow it. Well, yes, you can. Change your insurance regulations because lots of other states are insured as they do it. All right, so go kick your state insurance commissioner. The bureaucracy is stacked high and deep, but those problems are surmountable.
Yes, they are. So we'll have to. That's another movement we have to start. Although I'm still interested in the conversation. I was reading about how apparently the cops took control of this thing in Maryland, which is the way they should do it.
Right.
And they were giving out information about where you can pick your kids up and everything else, and they started the filtering process because they got to filter every person coming out of there and make sure he's not part of the problem. And they seem to have a firm hold on it. I guess they weren't Baltimore because they, you know, the Baltimore cops have been going through the Ferguson effect. So I don't. That's good. I think that's a great thing. But you know, time will tell. We will see, as surely as you and I are sitting here. But for those of you who've never checked out Rob Morse at iTunes, you can find a podcast called Self Defense Gun Stories or The Polite Society, which is a beautiful ensemble cast podcast. I've been a guest on it before. It executes like nobody's business. Or if you just like to read, well, you can go to Slow Facts WordPress blog, where the very prolific Mr. Morse writes all the time. It also gets published at Ammoland, and occasionally he hangs out with the shy and retiring Greg Giles at ClashDaily.com. Thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
Stay healthy, Bill. Talk to you next week.
All right. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearm connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.